You have reached the Mad Late Show. For Dope Ass Podcast, press 1. For everything else, go fuck yourself. Goodbye.
Oh my god! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm! Everybody calm down!
Let's get this goddamn party started, goddammit. You stretching over there? This is how I know you're getting old.
You gotta do good stretches.
This is how I know I'm getting old. Every day I get up, I feel like I need WD-40 on my fucking joints. That's not even a damn joke.
Jose is the type of person like I have to come wake him up like 4 times before he actually gets up.
I'm just like the true definition of a piece of shit. And it's like I know it, but I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah, because you know? If you cared, you would change.
Yeah, I'm going to change one day.
But you don't care.
I'm going to change one day. You know? Well, I got one thing to say to you.
What?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, you're...
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Suave. We got Desi in the house. This is the Mad Late Show.
Boing, boing, boing.
We still can't afford sound effects, so Desi is... Desi is on the ones and twos today with the sound effects.
I saw a meme that was like the first time that I forgot what was it that Kanye West and Jay-Z's Otis when it first came out. Didn't like DJ like Funkmaster Flex played it on the radio, but it took him like half an hour to complete it because he kept doing like gunshots and like, like that's crazy. Bring it back. And like
bring it back.
It, like, took forever play the whole song.
Every New Yorker knows that listening to DJ Funk Flex is probably one of the worst decisions you can make.
You never hear the song.
You never get to hear the song. He dropped so many bombs over the songs.
Many explosions.
Yeah. Bring it back. And then they started all over again. Not even halfway through. No, y'all didn't hear, did y'all hear that line?
Y'all not feeling me. We're going to bring it back.
No, I don't think y'all heard that one line. Let's bring the whole song back. New York was fucking with me.
Like over and over again, mad air horns.
Yeah, classic. It's classic.
Gunshots.
It's classic, but it was fucking annoying.
You can never hear the fucking song or forget to finish the song.
By the end of the whole thing, you don't even want to hear the song anymore. Yeah. You don't even like the song after that. That's funny, though. That's classic New York shit. Like real New York. Hip hop radio shit.
How was everybody's week? I hope had a great week.
Answer us right now.
Had a good weekend.
Like answer it right now while you're listening to this.
What did we do? Anything eventful this week? Well, key update, we've gotten a lot of new pieces in furniture. It's been an exciting week so far for our new home.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun
I know week. It's like a really fucking boring ass adult thing to say. It's like, oh my god, we got furniture. But
yeah,
when y'all get there, y'all get there. Like
that's like the most exciting shit is getting new furniture in.
It feels like Christmas. Yo, every time I open a box.
Yeah, like, it's like this? Christmas for adults. Like new furniture pieces every time something comes in, and then we got to build shit, and it's kind of like I don't want to build it, but then you do, and it's like
yeah, I've become Handy Manny over here.
Yo, Handy Manny. Yo.
The Spanish version of Bob the Builder.
Yo, Shorty's crazy with the hands.
Handy Manny. Dun, ba, bum, bum, bum. Wasn't it Wilmer Valderrama?
I have no idea.
Who voiced Handy Manny?
I don't even know what that is.
Wow. You're old. You don't know who Handy Manny is?
Yo, I bet nobody listening to this fucking podcast knows who the fuck Handy Manny is.
Handy Manny.
You saw that shit.
It was a Spanish version of Bob the Builder.
It was a cartoon?
Yeah.
That shit never existed.
Handy Manny, his tools used to be the ones that talked. You saw Bob the Builder had like machines, like the dump truck would talk.
Which was stupid.
The excavator, the bulldozer and all that shit. But Handy Manny, his like hammer would talk, the screwdriver.
So he would just be like torturing his fucking friends like that?
What do you mean torturing? That was their job. They loved to do that.
They loved to get thrown and hit against like...
No, they used to be like, use me. Like,
use me. I want to be used.
I want to screw the wall or whatever. Like,
damn, these fucking tools had fucking daddy issues. Use me. Abuse so me.
That was one of the other shows. So,
yeah, I've never seen that shit extra, in my life. I'm good.
Extra handy. But, yeah. Besides that, our week was trash.
Nah, it was alright. It was alright.
Diablo, you better sit up because your energy is not. Yo, is not
there. For this, listen, we're pieces of shit on this podcast because I'm laying down, but Desi's also laying down.
Yeah, but my energy is way different compared to yours. You're like sleeping.
I refuse to sit up unless Desi's sitting up.
You see how big of a piece of shit he is? Even though my energy is like three notches higher than yours. I refuse to sit up. All right. I'm still going to be more energetic than you.
Look at you trying to prove a point.
And you're still laying down, so.
Do I look? Does this angle make me look fat?
No. No? Oh, I thought you said, does it make me look good? I'm like, no. Sit up, please.
Am I appealing when I'm laying down? Okay.
Jesus. No. Like, literally, you're talking to me with, like, your neck pushed in. You're, like, talking to me from under your eye. It's weird.
Do I look like a potato?
Yeah. I mean, but we all look like potatoes.
All right, good. Can we get to them?
Yes, go ahead.
Let's get to it, because I already spoiled it, and you just glossed right over it. But nope.
Jose thinking he's making a punny.
Nah, but yeah, all jokes aside, we just got back from the movies. We just watched Jordan Peele's third installment, Nope. And yeah, that's how I feel about it. Nope. I'm a fan of his work.
I'm a fan. I'm not going to lie. My expectations were up there because Us, yeah. And then we had Get Out. Yeah. I mean, we had Get Out, then Us. But we've had some really good thriller, suspense
that movies. Were very creative in their own way. This was creative, but this shit was not good.
Maybe it flew over my head. I still have to like find connections and correlations because I'm sorry, y'all. Maybe I'm dumb, but I don't understand it.
This movie was not good. I had little moments, but not enough to make the movie valid. I don't recommend this movie at all to a single person.
I feel like, well, I guess.
And I like the artsy shit. I don't know
if there's going to be more meaning. Like, what if later on I read an article and they're like, oh, this is supposed to signify this. And like,
that's what I was saying.
This is supposed to be this. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I was saying that.
Because right now I don't get it.
Yeah, but usually with his movies, there's always correlations to this and that. And I fuck with that. But I feel like no matter how many things they point out to us later on and all these cool things about the movie, I feel like it's not going to be enough to make me change my mind. Like, this movie was not all that. Like, I could have not watched it and have been okay with it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Same. I feel like it wasn't a must watch for me. I actually started falling asleep like halfway through the movie. And I had to like keep myself up.
It's kind of sad because I wanted it to be great. But that's what happens. You know, sometimes you get high expectations because of people's past work.
I don't know. Maybe I'll look at it in a different light if I find out like what it's supposed to mean. But yeah, man, I was a little disappointed. The experience though was nice.
Yeah, experience is nice because we went to one of those like movie theaters that is not like big brand. You know, it was like a private movie theater. Not
it was
private,
a dine-in theater.
Kind of private. It's like a, you know, dining experience and they have bars really and all that shit.
Swanky and nice.
Yeah, it was dope.
It was very nice. The experience was dope too. Like, you order everything that you wanted on your phone and the waiters come and they drop it off and you get to eat your meal,
mm-hmm.
watch a movie.
It looks really nice in there.
Yeah.
Like, the movie theater itself looked really nice. It had a bar that looked really nice. Just like walls that are designed so you could take like photos next to them. It's cool. Definitely like date vibes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Even though I went in like my Crocs.
Yeah, you went in Crocs.
Sweats.
That's when you're the prettiest. I hope you don't take it wrong.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sweatpants, Crocs on.
Chilling with no makeup on.
It was all right. It was a rain. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, it was. It's crazy because like we still want to watch The Black Phone. That's been talked about for a while. Definitely,
I wish because I had there was a lot of takes that I had while watching it that were pretty funny. But I don't know if I should spoil anything
about what. Nope.
Yeah.
Hit me.
So, I mean, everybody understands, like, when you watch the trailer, it's supposed to be something related to, like, Alien, right?
Or, yeah, like, some alien out there, yep.
aliens and they live on the farm and they're seeing shit and it's hinting to the fact that there's going to be something with aliens, right? I'm not going to lie. When you see what it is, two things happen, right? You're like, man, that's crazy. If they would have went with it in one way and kept it, like UFO, spaceships, mm-hmm. aliens, I think it would have been fire.
Yeah, honestly, me too.
I think so. But they went a different way. I'm not going to mention what it is. But they went a different way with it. And I think that's what fucked it up for me.
Yeah.
And then when you actually see what the fuck it is, it looked like a butthole to me. I don't know. It looked like a butthole. Just swallowing up horses and shit.
A butthole that's swallowing up horses. That's what the movie Nope is about. According to Desiree Torres.
A big old butthole.
Yeah, big ass butthole.
That turns into a scoff.
So it's a butthole that somehow at the end of the movie turns into a scarf. Once you watch the movie, you will 100% understand what the fuck we're talking about. The shit went from fucking culo to fucking the fucking bufanda mad quick. That shit went from a CSO to a fucking...
I was like, okay, that's kind of scary. It's like an angry butthole. Like, I get so, it. And then it turns into a fucking scarf and you're like, I mean, it's kind of pretty, but like... What the fuck is it? And I made the joke because, like, I'm not gonna ruin like the whole storyline of it, but like, there's a point where, you know, people want to take proof of UFOs and all that shit. Can you imagine trying to take a picture of that thing and trying to explain to somebody, nah, it's an alien? And that should look like a fucking paperback.
Like if they show
like
that
a plastic
to,
bag,
yeah, they show that to me and they're like, "Yo, there's an alien." I'd be like, "You lying?"
I'm like, "That look like cut up ribbon. What are you talking about?"
Fuck out of here! You know, goddamn alien. That's a fucking.
Oh my god!
I thought that shit was a do rag by the end of the movie. That shit looked like a floating do rag.
I don't know. Like you wasn't gonna convince me with any photos of that. Like, hey, I took a picture of this alien. You have to see it. Or I took a video of this alien and be like, boy, that's. That's a do-rag.
Boy, that's a booty hole.
That's a booty hole. That's an eyelash bug.
That's an eyelash bug. Look
at oh that eyelash God. Bug.
Don't mind me just getting some juice while we're talking on the mics. Gotta get my Tropicana on.
Oh, man. There was some funny moments, and I kept turning to Jose. I'm like, that should look like a butthole, right? Like... Oh my god, Jose, funny take. Jose used to have a video.
The fuck you talking about?
Jose used to have a video that he had saved. It's like some random video that somebody sent you. But you used to save it to show people all the time because you thought it was hilarious.
Oh, you remember that? I can't find that video. Yo, I really
it's
had a video.
It's literally a video of a very up close. You can't tell in the beginning. You're like, what am I looking at? It's a butthole.
I had a video of a legit human butthole, like real up close to the video, real up close to the butthole, and then it just shows it like it farts, and you see it like move to let the fart out. Like you see the butthole kind of just open up a little bit, and it looks like it has little lips. Yo, I don't know who sent me that video, but I showed that shit to everybody.
Everybody, every time we go somewhere. Sexually harassing people.
Like Desi would take me out to meet her friends. I'd be like, yo, y'all gotta see this.
I think that's like sexual assault.
Is that sexual assault if I show somebody a video of a butthole? The fucked up thing is that
unwillingly, like they had no idea it was that.
No, I had like two people that were like, why would you film yourself like that? And I was like, that's not me. That's not me, dumbass. It's just a random butthole. Just up close.
People thought that you were showing them your butthole.
I showed that video to my chiropractor and he was like, what the fuck?
Chiropractor.
That's funny you remember that. I completely forgot about that butthole video.
That shit was the alien
from Nope. That butthole video is what inspired the movie Nope by Jordan Peele.
Oh my god, I still remember that. You by said that way, I show if, everybody that
wait,
video.
Wait, by the way, if y'all do watch the movie Nope, there's a scene where the flying butthole alien there's a scene where it gets its period. And it bleeds all over the house. Yo, what if that's the connection about the movie?
Oh my god, we're ruining the movie.
What if that's the connection like behind the movie? That this whole time like the alien like represented a woman.
You know what I'm going to feel bad about? If later on we find out like it's supposed to like represent something like magnificent or whatever, and people are like, oh wow, and then we're here like it's a butthole, like
no, it's just a butthole. Have y'all ever seen the video?
Ooh, so bad.
Somebody took a scene from the show The Magic School Bus.
Yeah.
And it's Miss Frizzle, like she shrinks the bus and all the kids. And she goes,
how the fuck she still had a job as a teacher?
Yo, I don't know. Honest, yo, the Board of Education is wild.
I want to go on a whole little rant about Magic School Bus because if my kid came home and told me some bullshit.
Yeah, wait, before you even go there, let me just explain this real quick. Because then this, as a parent, you would be really mad about this. So there's a scene where they shrink, right? And they go into somebody's like throat or something. They go in somebody's body, into one of the kids' body. And there's like this thing that's like, it looks like a butthole and it's like sucking air in and out. And they're about to go through it. And somebody took that clip and put it on Instagram and did a voiceover of the girl saying, what is that, Miss Frizzle? And she's like, girl, that's a booty hole.
Well, no, she said something Miss Frizzle like. She was like, this is the wonders of life. And da 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 da. And like, then the other friend was like, girl, that's a booty hole. Yeah.
So when I saw that, I was like, damn. So imagine your kid comes home, right? And they're like, yo, my teacher took us on a trip and we were inside of a butthole. Like, you going to school, you fucking Miss Frizzle up or not?
First of all,
Miss Frizzle would get mollywopped.
Would you believe your teacher, kid if they came home and was like, oh, my teacher took us on a field trip and we went on the bus and it shrunk and then we went inside of a frog and da 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 da.
At first, I would think they're lying.
Okay, honey, your imagination is different. Yeah.
But after a while, I would go up to the school and I would be like, yo, Miss Frizzle, let me talk to you. And I'm be like, yo, listen, don't you ever shrink my fucking kid again. The fuck is wrong with you shrinking my fucking kids?
I would ask for like a visit.
Yeah,
like
fuck
a principal visit. Observation.
And keep your fucking lizard away from my kids.
And is the principal and the school know about this?
They don't know shit. Miss Frizzle is a fucking, I don't know, bro. Somebody needs to deal with her.
Also, if she was my employee and I was a principal of a school and she's every day taking the kids outside.
That's how you know that bitch don't know nothing.
Or taking the kids on trips, I'm sorry. For the whole
day?
That's
what I'm saying. That bitch didn't know nothing. She don't know what to teach her. She's just taking them on school trips because she got nothing to show them.
Because I'm like, yo, there has to be a day where you have to stay inside the building, Miss Frizzle. Because...
Yeah, she's like, yo, I don't have any lesson plans for the day, so let's go inside of a alligator's butthole. Like, they stay going into animal buttholes.
No, they've done other things. They shrink to go around with bugs and stuff.
Bro, there was literally an episode where they were fucking like blood cells.
Yeah.
Like that's OD. Like microscopic, bro.
Yeah.
Like who's giving yo?
And what happens if the bus breaks? How are you supposed to get back and grow again?
Yeah, because that's the thing about it. There's a liability there, right? If there's a malfunction, those kids could get fucking hurt or die.
Yeah, or die because what God forbid
something
happens.
And I would be fucking pissed if my kid died inside somebody's human body, like as a cell.
Can you imagine? You don't even have a body to take home and bury?
No, it's a cell.
It's a fucking microscopic atom or whatever.
And I'm like, yo, that's my son. That's my son Ray. And he's a fucking microscopic fucking.
He's an amoeba because his teacher wanted to take him on a trip.
Yeah, I would sue the shit out of that bitch. I don't like that bitch.
Oh my god.
I never trusted a redhead that had like twisties. Like coming down. You know what I'm saying?
You're so annoying. Yeah, twisties.
Oh, and that
she just had frizzy, like curly hair.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like she named after her hairstyle. Miss Frizzle. What the fuck? No, get the fuck out of here, yo. Somebody need to put her in a goddamn place. This is, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
That's my whole rant on Miss Frizzle.
I don't know how the fuck she got work.
She's a liability. She was taking kids places where they don't belong. They could have died.
But that's just, that goes to show, there's some class, that's some classism shit, because that shit don't happen in the poor schools. Kids in the poor schools, they don't get to go on the trips every day, going inside of animals and shit. That's some real, I bet those kids' parents were rich. Because they got some technology that's
And who bought her that bus?
Nah, that's some, I don't know, but that wasn't not the, that wasn't the Board of Ed. Did the
school provide the bus with the fucking
shrink machine in it? What if this whole time they're like, yo, we're going to go meet your teacher. They go to the school and they're like, yo, they don't have any, they don't have a teacher. They haven't been coming to class forever. And it turns out like they've just been going to some other place and there's a teacher that's pretending to be a teacher. Like, what if Miss Frizzle's... Oh,
like a suspense movie? They're like, yeah. The kids, the parents come angry to the school. We want to speak to Miss Frizzle because my kid's been telling me something. They're like, we don't have anybody on staff. There's
never been a Miss Frizzle.
We've never had a Miss
Frizzle. Yo, this here. Could turn into a suspenseful
movie. Ooh, I got goosebumps.
Yo, we that should turn this into a...
That would be such a good... We've never had anybody staffed here named Miss Frizzle. They're like, come on, the lady with the curly hair, with the crazy dresses, the school bus, the lizard. They're like...
Nah, no, we haven't allowed lizards in the school since 85. I mean...
We don't even own school buses here, ma'am.
And they're like, where the fuck are my kids?
Where have they been going for the last 3 months?
And now the parents are like, they're getting together with pitchforks and shit.
Pitchforks and torches and shit.
To go kill Miss Frizzle. And that's the day that she decides that she's about to take them on the craziest trip.
Yeah.
Like a trip.
It was all leading up to this moment.
Yeah. Like she's going to take them on a trip where they won't come back.
They go inside her butthole.
Oh, shit. Frizzle's. But, but who's driving the bus? Oh, wait. You're right. Because the lizard used to drive
the bus. The lizard couldn't drive the bus.
Which is fucking stupid. That lizard doesn't even have a license. Whatever. I'm not going to get into it. We don't got time for
that. You scared it's going to take your job?
You scared the lizard's going to take your fucking job? You don't want it to have a fucking license? Go fuck that lizard.
Honestly, I would watch that episode.
Like that would be the a parents crazy coming to the school, episode,
like,
bro.
Pissed off. Like I'm tired of my kid coming home telling me some stupid shit that happened in class today.
They haven't learned shit all year.
Yeah, they've been failing their other subjects, failing school.
Nah, that's crazy, yo. The magic school bus. That's fucking crazy, bro.
I would watch that episode. There's been plenty of movies and kids shows that like used to creep us out. We touched upon this, and we need to deep dive on an episode one of these days.
Yeah. By the way, talking about shows, we saw like the first 3 episodes or whatever of this stupid dating show.
Oh my gosh!
And the concept kind of had me like going because I was like,
it's so up Jose's alley. You have no idea.
It's spicy. But it's also fucking hilarious.
It's like spicy trash TV.
It's hilarious. So you guys know how there's like 100 fucking shows about hot people on an island.
Yeah. Too Hot to Handle. Are You the One? Love Island.
X on the Beach. Are You the One? You already said that.
Yeah. So many of those fucking shows.
Love Island. It's like a whole bunch of those shows. There's like 100 shows with hot people on a beach or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's this show, which kind of surprised me that's on HBO. So HBO, like, it's pretty good quality. And it's called F-Boy Island, which stands for Fuck Boy Island. And it's the same fucking concept. It's like 3 girls and like 20-something guys.
Like a million guys on an island.
But the catch to the show, which makes it kind of funny to me, is that half the guys are serious about the girls.
Or want to find... Serious about finding love.
Yeah. And then the other half of the guys... are what they call fuckboys. So they're there because they're good at spitting game or they're good at getting girls, but they really don't give a fuck about these girls.
Yeah, and they're there to win the money.
Yeah. At the end of the show, if the girl picks, you know, it's like Bachelorette style where like they pick the guys that they like. Mm-hmm. At the end of the show, the guy that they pick, they will reveal if he's a fuckboy or if he's really there for the girl. And if he's a fuckboy, he'll get $100,000.
You're fucking this up.
No, he'll get $100,000. He can decide whether he wants to keep the money or give the girl a shot.
Yeah. So, yeah, at the end of the show or towards the end, the girls find out who's fuckboy, who's not. But basically, if they ended up choosing somebody and falling in love with somebody who's a good boy, then great. They both win $100,000 and they get to leave together with the money and they split it 50-50. But if she ends up falling in love and choosing an F-boy, he has a chance to either A, stay with the girl and split the money, or run away with all of the cash.
Which is fire. So there's a lot of guys on there who are like, yo, I'm going to say whatever I got to say to make this girl fall in love with me. So that's the shit about the show that I like. Because they're literally here like, damn, girl, like, I never.
Spitting game. And basically, the girls just have to figure out, like, the whole time, like, have their radars on, like, who's the F-boy?
Yeah.
Who's giving me F-boy vibes to avoid them at all costs? Because, you know, not only they want somebody who's seriously there for them, because the girls genuinely want to fall in love.
Yeah. Now, there's some guys on there who are very dedicated to just fucking with their heads. That's the thing I found hilarious. Some guys are good at it. Like, it's really good. Like, some people really know how to fuck with girls' heads to make them think, like, you know, I really like her. To, you know, to make them think that the guy likes them or whatever. Oh, but
he's really opening up with me.
Really, meanwhile, he don't give a fuck about her.
It's crazy.
It's a great show. It's a great place for, like, dudes who are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Because they could flourish on the show. You know what I'm saying?
This is the kind of shit Jose likes to watch because he loves that toxic, like.
Yeah, like, I want them to pick a fuckboy.
The show is good. I've only seen the first.
Like, it was like three?
Three episodes for the second season, and I've seen a handful of episodes for the first season.
I never saw the first season, only the second.
And it's okay. It's not, it's more your speed than it is my speed. I probably wouldn't sit down by myself and watch it. Like, it would have to be socially.
Yeah.
But there's some guys on there that are truly fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, there's this kid on there. His name is Mikey or Michael or whatever. And he's from Jersey. And you can tell who he is immediately. And he's the funniest guy on this goddamn show, in my opinion.
Like, it's funny because, like, the guys be arguing and shit. And they're like, yo, you fucking doofy, yo.
Yo, you goofy. You a goofy. And they turn to him and his, like, in his confessional. He's like, I walk into the room and all I hear is goofy. Nah, after the third goofy, I would have
started. Yeah. Like, yo, step up. Yo, fight me. Like, I don't know. That was interesting,
though. All I hear is goofy.
Nah, that was very interesting to me. Which is weird, because, like, I don't care about shows like that, but if they're on, they're on. It's, like, kind of hard to not look at it.
It's one of the reasons why that kind of TV shows is successful. Everybody loves to watch a burning fire.
Yeah. Because it's, like, everything is going to go bad.
Yeah.
So it's, like, you want to see it go bad.
Yeah.
Yo, Fuckboy Island. Like, come on.
We can't come up with any good television anymore.
There's good
boy island.
There's good stuff out there. It's just that sometimes it's so overwhelming to find a good show. And there's plenty of good shows. And you know what? You know how people can keep recommending shows to you? And there's certain shows that you know they're going to be good, but you're like, I just don't want to start that right now. Like, it sounds like too much.
I feel like it's especially because if you're we have a good formula going where we watch a long series or something that's going to, we know it's going to take a long time to consume, and there's a complicated storyline, whatever. Like, it's good to have that on deck, right? Something that you consistently try to watch. And then it's good to have a show
that's short.
That's just like, just short and lighthearted,
mm-hmm.
to kind of decompress. And, like, something to watch while you're eating and not having to, like, worry or keep up with storylines.
Exactly.
And then you do have to have, like, a trash show. To just, like.
You gotta have just a trashy ass show.
Kill a couple brain cells for an hour. You're like, you need it.
Yeah.
But to do it, like, all at the same time, like, some people be like, you need to watch Breaking Bad, but then also watch Sons of Anarchy, but also watch Game of Thrones. Like, I can never watch a bunch of shows like that all at the same time.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
My brain would literally melt.
Those shows are way too long for that.
Yeah, and complicated. Like, you really need to be paying attention. You need to be, like.
And unfortunately, right now.
Keeping track of shit.
Right now, the anime that we're watching, which, is Naruto.
Naruto, yeah.
That shit is so long that, to me, right now, that's currently my long show.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not going to start a show that's going to be long till I finish this.
Yeah.
So I'm only watching short series or shows that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've really been into the show The Bear. And by the way, I did mention it last time, The Bear, and you haven't seen it, but It just got renewed for a second season. And I've been seeing a lot of people that I follow on Instagram, like, putting up quotes from the show. And I'm just like, yeah, why? And I'll hit, like, write to them, like, is that from the show The Bear? And they're like, yeah, like, because it's like everybody, it's like one of those shows that everybody thinks is their little secret. Oh. You get what I'm saying? Like, everybody's like, oh, that's my show that nobody knows about. But everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, people post certain things, and then I'll be like, I know where they got that from. That's from The Bear. So, yeah, that's definitely a good show right now that I'm watching. Only, like, 8 episodes or 7 or some shit like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to, like, pick up a short series. I feel like on my spare time when I'm, like, home alone or whatever, especially when I'm, as of lately, just, like, building furniture and stuff, I just put on Vampire Diaries because many, many years ago, I started watching it. I watched, like, the first season, and then I kind of fell off of it. But then, of course, as we know, it's, like, one of the many shows on the CW that lasted a few years. Like, there's a shit ton of seasons. So I wanted to, like, rewatch it and catch up and try to get back on track. Yeah. But it is a lot. There's, like, 25 seasons or some bullshit. I'm on, like, season 3.
Every time that I see that you're watching Vampire Diaries and I see that one girl, I automatically think Degrassi.
Nina Dobrev.
Yeah, because, like, when you see her, you automatically think Degrassi, even though she wasn't there for, like, the...
She was there towards the end, really.
She got there towards the end of the golden era of Degrassi, because, you know, Degrassi, for anybody who was really into Degrassi at some point, which that was...
You had to start watching it when, like, Paige and Spinner...
When they were all, like, young as fuck.
Yeah. When, like, they were, like, freshmen.
Yeah. The golden era, the golden era of Degrassi was those, like, 4 years of high school. And then after that, and then that girl from Vampire Diaries came in, like, towards the end there.
In the beginning, right? Or the generation that we watched, it was like, okay, Spinner, Marcos, Craig, Ellie, Ashley, Jimmy. There was also Emma, Manny,
JT. They were
freshmen. And I think, like, the older ones, they were probably, like, sophomore. They were only, like, a year ahead.
Yeah. Yep. So that was
the era that I liked.
Yeah.
And grew up watching.
Yeah. That was Euphoria before Euphoria. Pretty much. Yeah. It was the only fucking show that, like, it was like teenagers, like, dealing with shit that, like,
we've never... Like, real shit.
I remember my sister and I, the first time we ever saw Degrassi, like, we had just got, like, DirecTV where we lived at, and we were kind of, like, going through the channels, and we saw it for the first time, and we were like, yo, watch it. Look at this show.
Yeah, it was on a special channel. It wasn't, it was on the end. Fucking whatever. Yeah, it was on the end.
Yeah, which was, like, the teen version of Nickelodeon.
Was it?
It was owned by Nickelodeon, but it was, like, for more adult teen.
I also felt like they only played, like, Canadian shows. Because Degrassi is Canadian.
Yeah, and Radio Roscoe.
And they used to also play the other one that was, like, the girl, like, pop star. She would have red hair and whatever. Yeah. That was a Canadian show.
Yo, that might have been a Canadian network. You might be right. But they used to have Boys versus Girls. I used to watch that. Mm-hmm. The thing about Degrassi was, like, yeah, it was... Whatever, it was a show. Some people might be like, that shit was whatever, trash. But it was entertaining as fuck. That show, like, my sister and I, like, the first time we watched it, we were, like, hooked automatically. We were just hooked on that shit. Like, we couldn't stop. And it was, like, every Saturday a new episode would drop. And, like, you had to watch that shit.
Yeah. Like, I remember watching certain episodes and crying. And literally, like, my mom walking in and being like, what the hell is going on? Man, and we're like, Jimmy just got shot.
Nah, yo, Drake getting shot was, that shit still, like, froze me up.
Yeah. You know what other episode had me sobbing? When JT died.
That fucked me up because JT was my favorite character.
I sobbed my eyeballs out.
You remember, like, early, early golden days, early, before it got really, really good. You remember when Marco got fucked up?
Yeah, he got jumped.
He got jumped because
For
being gay. In the park.
Yeah.
Damn, that was wild.
It wasn't times. Like one of the guys that he was talking to, one of the guys who jumped him.
Yeah, it was because they were like in the closet.
They were in the closet and afraid.
Yeah.
That shit was fucked up.
Yep. Remember when Spinner stole Jimmy's iPod? whatever. Let's not get too into it. People who don't fuck with Degrassi's
stole Jimmy's iPod.
That was a pressing issue at school.
Nah, remember when Emma got her period in front of everybody?
I mean, we've talked about this before, but when Emma started sucking dick, that shit was crazy.
And she got gonorrhea?
She like had herpes day one, bro.
Remember when she had anorexia?
Yo, she went through mad shit.
Damn, Emma did go through a lot.
She went from looking like the ugliest fucking little mouse to like being kind of cute.
She was such an ugly duckling. She was, because she was such a swan. Yeah. Like when she hit that sexy spurt.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'll see you later on. Manny was like, off the rip, she just got sexy. Like a year later, she was like, I'm a sophomore.
Yeah, because
now.
She started and she was very, very cute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That episode is when she hit the fan.
Everybody
she wore
remembers.
The thong to school.
Everybody remembers the blue
thong. That blue thong.
Yeah.
And didn't she on her Instagram, like for one of these,
for
like
the
Halloween
busted challenge?
Something?
It was the Busset Challenge.
Oh, the Busset Challenge, yeah.
Busset. Bust it. You know when they turn off when they do the shit and they drop it? They drop the ass?
Yeah.
She did that shit.
She dropped it low and was wearing the same little like velour sweats, the Juicy Couture sweatsuit with the blue thong sticking out?
Yeah.
Dang.
That shit was different back then, yo. But still, regardless, fuck Miss Frizzle, bro. Like that ass.
Fuck Miss Frizzle.
Yeah, fuck Miss Frizzle, yo. I do want to give a shout out. Okay. To somebody who I know is never going to hear this, but very inspiring.
Miss Frizzle.
No, not Miss Frizzle. I do want to give a shout out to fucking Andrew Schultz.
Ooh, yes.
Because my dude is out here changing the motherfucking game.
If y'all don't know by now, like he is one of our most favorite comedians. And like we listen to him. I listen to him. You listen to him like almost on the daily.
The thing about me
on all of his podcasts.
Yeah, like he's like on 100 different podcasts. The thing about him is that like I've been supporting Andrew Schultz
for years now.
Like since I want to say at least 2015. Mm-hmm. Like I've been a fan of this guy. Yeah. Like I just always thought he was fucking hilarious and he's quick with
it.
He's
so
quick.
He's very quick-witted.
Quick-witted?
With what?
With what? Quick with what? Quick-witted. He's witted. But yeah, Brilliant Idiots is my favorite podcast, which mm-hmm. is him and Charlamagne Tha God. But yo, Andrew Schultz, comedian, who for many years now has been like turned down by networks, and then he would just go out there and just put all his specials on YouTube, do everything on his own and
clips
like just
on Instagram, everything.
And literally change the game. Like every comedian is doing what he did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's
he changed
like,
the game.
Yeah. He's like, yo, short media like is the shit. Like short term media. So he pretty much did like his big, big special with a network, which will not be named. Like he hasn't said who the network was. Some people think it might be Amazon. Some people say it might be Netflix. Nobody who really knows what the network was. But he did a big special for the first time. He was going to do it with a network. He shot it. They did everything. And before the network put it out, they pretty much wanted to take out a lot of his jokes because he did make jokes about like abortion rights and a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, jokes that they deemed as would be offensive to people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Where his whole thing is that he's just like, yo, these are fucking jokes. And they're not really, it's whatever. It's one of those things.
No, he went on this whole thing about censorship. And at the end of the day, the people are going to be
exactly.
the voice and say what is offensive.
And the people
what
say
not.
It's funny. It's fucking funny. Like the people fucking loved it. And I heard the jokes. They're fucking hilarious, by the way.
I want to, we haven't watched it yet.
We haven't watched it. But I already know it's fire. Like I've seen a lot of clips of it, of the special. So long story short, he does a special, pretty much decides like he buys the special back, which cost him pretty much his entire life savings.
Yeah.
To buy the rights of his special from the network. He literally gambles on it. Like, he literally said, and they were talking about it, his entire life savings, like, money that's tied up with, like, flagrant network, like, with all their partnerships. He uses all his fucking money.
To buy the special back.
I mean, just to get the rights back to the shit. Mm-hmm. Puts it out independently on a website, pretty much sells it.
Kind of like pay-per-view style.
Like pay-per-view style.
You have it.
You pay $15.
Yeah.
And you get to own it. And you can watch it whenever you want. And a few
And he had a dope deal with...
Bets Online, I think.
Yeah. That they matched that. So they gave you $15 to gamble with for Bets Online.
Which I think is still going on until like the beginning of August.
I think so.
If you buy his special, Bets Online will give you a $15 voucher so that you can gamble on their website. The $15. So in a way, it's like you're buying the special for free.
Yeah.
No lie. As of last week, he has already made his money back 3 times.
Yeah.
Which is
he's fucking, made it 3 times over.
That was just as of last week. Like people are still buying.
Yeah, currently.
And every comedian that fucks with him, OD, which are a lot of comedians that I fuck with, they're all just like, yo, like this shit changed the game.
Yeah.
He took a big risk and it paid out. And it's made him way more money than he was going to make with the network. And he didn't have to censor himself. And I just think that's fucking amazing. I think that shit is fucking...
It's amazing. And it just how many people actually support the fucking guy. Like,
yeah.
Who fuck with him heavy.
Yeah. And, even you know, stuff like that is very inspiring. Because even us, like, on a very tiny level, we have this podcast. It's dope to see, like... The few people that support, that will listen to this shit even when we stop dropping episodes for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we come back and I see those numbers are still there.
Yeah, that are still consistent, which is like, wow.
Like those people have spoken. We keep going because of them, mm-hmm. because of y'all. That's the same thing he says in his, you know, on his podcast. Like the people bought it, it's for a reason. It's because it's here to stay, it's good. So I got to give props, man. That shit is dope. I love seeing shit like that.
It's inspiring. You also feel proud because if you've been a fan for so long.
You've been a fan for so long that like it's just like I want him to win so bad.
Yes. That's all you want to see is
every time he wins,
it just makes me happy.
I get hype.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, like his win is our win, which is like.
Yeah. And he don't even know us.
Yeah.
But it's like
when he doesn't even know we exist.
Yeah. Nah. When Andrew wins, like I feel like I win.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that. That's all I wanted to say about that. It's real dope. You got to check it out. If you don't know who we're talking about, yo, just go on Instagram, go to the Andrew Schultz, or go on YouTube and write Andrew Schultz.
Boy,
and
if you Google him right now, he's everywhere.
Yeah, because his comedy is good. Like, he's a savage. It's not for people who are sensitive, but he's...
Comedy's not for you if you're sensitive.
You know what, though? Wow. But he's so good at it that I feel like even people who are sensitive... actually enjoy his comedy because he's good at playing both sides of every card.
He's a master of his craft for sure.
Yeah, but he also does it in a way where you're like, you could tell he's joking.
You know what? You want to know something crazy? There are many people in this world that I would be starstruck to meet, right? Like, oh yeah, fucking Madonna or whatever, you know, something like that. It's just like, oh yeah, they're great. But I feel like I would be even more starstruck if I met him than I would if I would have met Madonna.
You know, that happened to me once, and I was going to tell you real quick. I see a lot of, like, famous people because of the job that I do. Yeah. And I started realizing, like, oh, shit, I'm not really a starstruck person. I see people, and in my mind, I'm like, oh, shit. But I don't, like, make a big deal out of it. I don't say anything to them about it.
Yeah.
But there was a time where I saw somebody who does a podcast that I've been listening to years. And when I saw that person walking, and I didn't get the chance to go.
By being secret about it, who was it?
Well, it was two people. One of them was actually Charlamagne Tha God, which I just spoke about. The Brilliant Idiots is my favorite fucking podcast.
Yeah,
I know he's just a regular dude, but I feel like I've listened to him so much for so many years that I feel like this. I feel like that's my friend.
Yeah, you feel like you know him.
Like I feel like I know him, and he doesn't know me. But the thing is, when I saw him, and then I also had saw Chico Bean.
Oh, man.
And I didn't, like, he was in a rush. And I was doing a job for somebody else. And so I couldn't stop what I was doing to talk to them. And it was so quick. Like, I saw them, it was 2 seconds, and they were gone. And that moment where I thought, like, I was about to go say something, for a moment that I had, like, something in my heart, like, I got a little nervous to say something.
Yeah.
And then I didn't say
it. And I always feel weird because you hear like these stories, like when you listen to certain interviews where like celebrities would be like, I hate it when sometimes you just want to not be bothered and people still coming up to you and asking for a picture or saying hi or whatever. And it's just like, sometimes I do feel bad, especially like when they're with their families or like they're out and about. Like I remember one time I was waiting to go to a concert. And one of my favorite bands, I left one of my friends in line and going to like Starbucks to go get like drinks or whatever and to come back in line because we were thirsty. And while in the Starbucks, I saw like the drummer to one of the bands we were about to go watch. And he was with his girlfriend and they were being all cute, ordering Starbucks. And I was just like, should I say something? And when I decided not to because I felt genuinely bad because they were having a moment and they were being cute and shit. And I just didn't want to be like, hey, I love you. I'm like,
yeah.
I felt weird. So I was just like, oh, you know, I just let it go. And I came back in there and all the girls in line were like, why didn't you say something? You should have went up to him. I'm just like, nah, that's OD. Like he was legit cuddled up and like kissing and like.
Yeah, but you know what
though? All cute with his girlfriends. And I didn't want to.
Sometimes it's like, is it worth it? And I know this sounds funny because.
And I didn't want to be known as that fan. Like, ugh, this.
Yeah, because then fan. Now like, you're just like, to them, you look annoying.
Yeah, you're just annoying.
But you see what I just mentioned to you about who I saw, they're literally, to some people, they are nobodies. Mm-hmm. They're not even A-list celebrities. But I've been around A-list celebrities, and I've never been excited. But I was excited to see them because these are people I've been listening to for years.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a difference there. It's like if you bump into somebody who does like YouTube and you've watched them grow. Them
for years.
Yeah, you've watched them grow for so many years, you're almost like, oh shit. Like it's not the same as seeing Beyonce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, shit, I've met
Jason. I've seen Beyonce and I'm
dude, like, okay. I've chilled like for a good amount, maybe for over an hour with fucking Jason Momoa. I was fucking filling up his water bottle and shit. And I was like, oh shit, it's fucking Jason Momoa. But at the same time, I was just like, yo, this is a regular day. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then I saw like Charlamagne, I was like, I want to talk to him. Like, I have to, you know? Just because of the Brilliant Idiots and, you know, it's just a lot that goes with that. Uncommon Sense. Like, that whole family that came from that. Like,
yeah.
Deez and Mero and all these people who were all a part of something for me that it really got me into podcasting years ago. By the way, shout out to Deez and Mero. They actually broke up.
I know. I was very, like, sad about that.
That's kind of sad. But I'm curious to see what's going to happen because the sad thing about them, too, is that everything they've done together since day one.
Yeah. They haven't really done much solo.
And I'm curious to see what happens with that. Because they live two completely crazy different lives. Like, Mero's a family man who has mad fucking kids.
Yeah.
And Deez is, like, a young, like, he goes out all the time, like, he's like a party guy. So it's just like, I wonder where their careers are going to take them. But I hope the best for both of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're also one of my faves.
Yeah. I fuck with them OD. And I don't even listen to like their podcasts like that, but I just support them. Like every time they got like a network show or something like that, I was always just happy for them. You know what I mean? So how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yo, Desi just zoned out.
I was reading the paper. I'm sorry. No, yeah, I'm feeling good.
Let me ask you one question. Okay. And then after this question, I won't bother you anymore.
Okay.
Let's say that tonight, right? Like, that's it. You, God forbid, your life is over, right? You're in hell now, right? And they give you two options. In hell, they say, you're either going to stand in front of a mirror and brush your teeth for the rest of your fucking life, or you're going to sit down on a toilet and wipe your ass for the rest of your life.
And it's, you look at the tissue and it's never clean.
Yeah. Which one are you doing?
Either
brushing your teeth nonstop for the rest of your life or sitting on a toilet wiping your ass for the rest of your life. Which one are you which one are you picking for your hell? Talk to me, Goose.
They're both hard because I feel like after a while you would brush your teeth to the nub, right? Like,
yeah, no, after
there might
a while,
be nothing there.
Oh my God, that would be so. I obviously pick wiping my ass because at least I'm sitting down, but I feel like my legs are going to be so numb.
Yeah.
Cause you know, your legs will fall asleep.
You're sitting in that toilet after a while. And then imagine you're wiping your ass for that long. You've had days where you've taken plenty poops And after a while, you're like, oh man, my butt is raw because you're you're wiping it so much. So it's painful too.
Yeah. So which one do you pick? These are the pressing issues in our nation.
Here's my fat ass. Here I come. Ready? If you're brushing your teeth nonstop, you can't eat.
No.
Brush the food on...
When you're in hell, that doesn't matter anymore. It's literally just like a repeat over and over. It's kind of like what I experienced when we were moving, when I kept bringing boxes up and down.
Up and down the stairs.
And I literally felt like I was in my own hell. I was just going down the stairs with boxes, non-fucking-stop.
There was a point where we both felt, like, exasperated. Like, it was just... I cried at one point.
There was a moment I remember, like, you laid down and you just cried a little bit. I remember that.
I was physically exhausted.
Yeah. We didn't have enough time for shit.
No. And it, like, never ended. Like, I remember laying down and being like, there's so much left to do.
Like, we packed up trucks, vans, cars, everything. Did a couple trips, and then we would notice that it was just, like, not over yet. Like, we just had so much more to go. And being on a third floor, going up and down, no elevator or anything, that shit fucking destroyed us. So that, to me, felt like hell. There was a moment. Like,
that was my hell.
And it was hot as fuck.
Yeah, it was fucking hot.
So there was a moment where I literally was thinking in my own head, I was like, yo, what if this is hell? Like, I kept going up and down the stairs, and I was, like, out of it. It was like a fucking workout. Like, I literally, like, got muscles from that day.
From that, like,
because it was like 3 days. It was like 2 to 3 days.
Not even. I think it was like 4 days because we started doing little trips in just the car.
Yeah. But it was like the last day was from like 7 in the morning to like 10 like, p.m.
Even later than and that. Then we still I feel like didn't we finish. Didn't get to the hotel till like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was Beast. Insane. And we still didn't finish. It was like...
I had to go back the next morning.
Jose had to take one for the team and go back.
That shit fucking sucked.
Because sadly, I worked... How crazy was it? We moved like that. And
into
I literally...
Into a hotel.
And I worked the following morning.
And I worked the following afternoon.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to do all that and then go to work the afternoon.
Yeah.
That shit sucked.
Damn, I would never relive. That would be my hell right there. Reliving those like 4 days over and over and over again.
Yeah. I'm so glad that all that's over. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just relax for a while. We got another 30 years.
we owe money for.
Nah, but okay. But real quick though. You wiping your ass or you brushing your teeth? What is it? America, we want to know. What's your answer? You brushing your ass? You brushing your ass? Okay, or third. That's the third option. One is you can brush your ass with a toothbrush.
I would probably brush my butt.
That's fucking disgusting. That's some Miss Frizzle shit. Well, guys, I think it's time.
Welp.
I think it's time we let you go.
Guys. It's been one hell of a ride. Everybody needs to get off this bus now. And don't tell your parents what
you did. Don't tell your parents what you did at school today. Because if they find out you were inside of a fucking alligator's butthole, you might not be able to go back to school.
If you've been here since season 1, episode 1.
You're the fucking truth.
You are... I fuck with you heavy, heavy. You are the best fucking papa. And don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise. And just remember, papas are the most loved vegetable on this planet.
Of all time. Who doesn't love a good fucking potato?
Of all time. So, that's it.
If our fans are papas, potatoes, right? We should call them our home fries.
Our home fries.
I like home fries.
I like that.
Or our little tots.
Oh.
You guys could be our tater tots.
Tater tots, our spuds.
Our little spuds. Yo, Spud Army. Yo, we out here. We love y'all.
And if you want to show us any love and support, make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a friend to tell their moms.
To listen to our podcast. We're available on all streaming platforms.
Every fucking week.
And we're here every damn week. We're not on the same day, but you know, we here.
Yeah, whether we want to or not, we here. Somehow. We'll find a way.
And if you have some extra money, extra coin, shout out to.
Deadassmarket.com.
Wee woo, wee woo.
That's it, baby.
That's
love,
all.
Love, peace, and chicken grease, right?
Escalators, escalators. Eels.
Eels. Peace.
Bye.